USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The Secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Representative John Katko says adding those responsibilities to FEMA will take away resources from their vaccination efforts. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the order could impact many Americans.
That crisis was created by Biden's executive order, so there's no doubt the disorder at the border was by executive order, and now they're peeling away precious resources from FEMA. And American citizens who need to get have their vaccines and get the personal protective equipment and everything are maybe going to suffer because of the lack of attention.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID testing.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. Capitol Building remains under the protection of nearly 2,300 National Guard troops, a force that will remain in place until May 23rd. Earlier this week, members of the House Armed Services Committee called for a drawdown of those troops at the Capitol. In a bipartisan statement, the committee's leaders said they were concerned about the effect that the extended deployment could have on the Guard's readiness. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says that members were briefed on the reasons for the extended deployment, but tells Fox News that the biggest reason the Guard is still at the Capitol is a lack of confidence in the Capitol Police's ability to provide security.
You know, the best explanation I've seen, and it's not great, is this review that was ordered by a man named General Honoré, who looked at what happened on the 6th, and we got briefed by him. All members of Congress were invited to a brief this past week. And he really described systemic problems with the Capitol Police, not having a credible intelligence group, just lack of communication, basic things like not being able to communicate on the day of the 6th, things we've heard before when we do kind of these reviews of failures. So my assumption is the National Guard was kept on because we don't feel complete confidence in the Capitol Police.
And International Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died. His wife announced his passing Saturday on his Facebook page. Hagler was one of the most dominant middleweights in boxing history, spending nearly 7 years as the division's undisputed champion and finishing his career with a 62-3-2 record. Hagler was 66. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.